In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Miguel Campos. That was last week. But also this week. So we're correct. Okay, good. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. St. Mary Magdalene. St. Bridget of Sweden was visited by our Lord. And this is what our Lord spoke to her. St. Bridget was wondering, of all the saints and in all of creation, which ones, O Lord, brought you most consolation during your life on earth? And this is what our Lord said. Our Lord, speaking to Bridget of Sweden, the great saint, said, three saints have been more pleasing to me than all others. Mary, my mother. John the Baptist, my predecessor. And Mary Magdalene, who loved me so much. Of all the saints present in the life of Christ, those three during his ministry, gave him greatest consolation. Mary the Magdalene. The Church has always spoken so favorably of this great saint, this exalted figure, this one whose love was just there below that of our dear mother, Mother Mary. And because of that, she's highly praised at this time. It is so fitting that just a couple years ago, Pope Francis elevated her celebration not merely to a memorial which can be observed with some solemnity, but rather to a feast whereby the whole of the Church must say the Gloria on her feast day, a great day within the Church is today. And so because of her great love for Christ, we too should have great love for her. Great love for her. We were speaking just the other day, wasn't it, Katrina and Fabian, saying, well, what color are we to wear for this day? What color was it an option between, at least in my speaking to you? You do not recall. So sad. Deacon remembers, at least. At least Deacon pays attention to Father. One person. Movement was between red or white. White is what? White is the lily. White is purity. White is of the virgins. White is of the confessors, those who will hold true through a long life of following Christ. Red. Red is for the martyrs. Red is for those who shed their blood. Red is something that we wear on the day when our blessed Lord makes his journey into Jerusalem. Red is the color which also could be worn on the day of his passion. Red is the color which we wear when the Holy Spirit comes down upon his church, lighting them aflame. But red is also the color that we wear for the apostles. Who is Mary Magdalene? Though not listed among the apostles, she is called by what? As the apostle to the apostles because of the reading which Deacon Martin gave to us. What does the word apostle mean? Apostle means one who is sent out. And so Mary was given that message today to be sent out to the apostles. Says what? Go before me to my brothers in Jerusalem and tell them that I am risen. There she was sent forth by our Lord himself to be an apostle to those who had lost faith, those who had left, and yet she remained by him steadfast, following him all the way when all but the beloved disciple fled and feared to stay away. But he fled that night. And Mary, with her great love, we can say that she, like the Blessed Mother, would never have left the side of Christ. And so we come to her. We come to her this day, recognizing that great love which she showed to our Lord in the life, which is why she feared to not be with him. So great was her grief, because so great at the same moment was her love. The saints teach us this as well. That we can understand the great desire of love that the man God, who is Christ, has for her soul. Who so great repentance from such a depth of misery manifested so fully in her life from the outset, the success of his mission, the defeat of Satan, and the triumph of divine love. The saint says, while all Israel was expecting the Messiah, nothing to be given to them but perishable things, a material kingdom for him to set up. Yes, even the apostles, including John the Beloved, they were looking for honors of places. Remember when they said, who can be at your right and who can be at your left? They wanted those honors. It was from her. From Mary Magdalene, the first who was the one to come to Jesus. Why? Not for perishable goods. She cared nothing of them. She was very rich from her dishonest gain from before. Not for honors, because she wasn't seeking those things, though she had been the escort for many who were high and mighty. That's not what she was looking for. Why did she come to the Lord? For nothing but himself. She just wanted him. For him alone. What did she desire from him most? The one thing, the only thing that he could give. Not to reign in power. She wanted pardon, forgiveness. And because she was so greatly forgiven, so greatly did she love. It's the same for you and me. When we come to Christ today, when we're here at Mass, on a day when we don't have to be, what are we seeking of the Lord? What do we want from him? What is our desire when we come here to Mass, to receive the Eucharist, to be present with our Lord? What do we want? What drives us here? Is it a sense of obligation? Is it a thing of habit? Is it that we're hoping that if we're here at this time, that somehow God is going to bless me or shower on something on me ahead for the difficulties that I have in the road, whether it's a material thing, or whether it's even a spiritual thing? Am I here because, probably not the case for any of you, because I will be thought better of just because I'm here? Or am I here for something more? Am I here just to attain to Christ? Just to be with Christ? Just to console Christ in his heart, which is so aggrieved by men? There are so many who do not love the Lord, and I come so that he might be loved in me. The soul that recognizes how deeply they've offended the Lord by their own sins in their life, and how rich God's mercy is to a sinner just like we are. That's the soul that comes to God for God alone. God and God alone. It's the only thing that lasts. And so seeing this great love with which this poor servant, Mary Magdalene, comes to our Lord not for anything but God himself, whatever it is that is lacking in us and doesn't achieve to that same place, let us ask our Lord in this Eucharist to strip that away so that we can just come for him. Our Lord spoke to St. Bridget of Sweden, saying that there were three saints during his lifetime who gave him the greatest consolation, who loved him most. First, how could we ever love like the Mother of God? Second, also like his dear cousin, St. John the Baptist, who prepared the way and stood up, giving his life, even leaping while he was still in the womb of his mother at joy. And then St. Mary Magdalene, whose love was untold, who only wanted Christ himself. Though he said, "Nolle me tangere," do not hold on to me, go first. Those who, out of love for him, remain with him at his Mass, seeking and desiring him and him alone in this life, he does not say that in the next, but rather he says, "Here am I. Here is what you've longed for. I'm all yours in heaven." Let us seek to build that same desire here alongside of St. Mary the Magdalene. St. Bernard says this about her. He speaks, "Compunction of heart is a treasure infinitely to be desired, an unspeakable gladness to the heart. It is healing to the soul. It is remission of sins. It brings back again the Holy Spirit into the humble and loving heart." Mary Magdalene had this very same compunction and sorrow for her sins, and recognizing that our Lord in her sorrow brought her the consolation that she needed, let's ask for the same now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.